Blog Talk Radio.
We took it all apart, but I'm wishing I'd stay. In the back room, something I heard you say. We didn't want to call it too early. Now it seems a world away, but I miss a day. Are we ever gonna feel the same? Standing in the light till it's over, out of our minds. Someone had to draw a line. We'll be coming back for you one day. We'll be coming back for you one day. I don't even care if I know you're out of our minds. Sad to leave it all behind. We'll be coming back, 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 back. We'll be coming back for you one day.
It's a sad day here on OFL After Dark. If you haven't heard, Philly and the Frog from the official OFL Now Fish Tank has passed away. I know a lot of you folks out there were really attached to Philly, and just really hard for all of us here. But we're going to go on. We're going to go on with the show. Just wanted everyone to know. That did occur, and just keep him in your prayers. If you guys didn't know, Balkino and Yellow Lana did actually adopt Fillion and give him the name Fillion after a character from one of their favorite childhood cartoons on Nickelodeon, Rugrats. So that's how he got his name Fillion, but we'll move forward. We'll move forward, just like we do in the leagues. For all you new members, a lot of new members coming into the Fantasy Draft League. All leagues advance Mondays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Eastern. If you don't you have to message your opponents, but if you don't get a response, let me know 12 hours before the advance. I can put them on auto for you. Speaking of Fantasy Draft League, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern is the official time of the draft. So be ready, get your popcorn, get into parties, have a lot of fun with this. It's going to be a good time. Still have three spots, maybe two spots left. If you want to jump in there, $25, $400 to the winner. A lot of fun, a lot of good players. Build your own team, build your dynasty. So it should be pretty cool. The Devil's Hill 8 tournament has started, just so you know. Kicked off about 45 minutes ago. Ready 10 took down Matternaw 24-21. First game, last second field goal. Got some great matchups in that tournament. We have Freddy Krueger, a.k.a. the old D'Artagnan, playing bad to Chad Jackson. Talk about a matchup. That's going to be great. Also got Finesse Gigolo playing one of the newer members of the OFL now, King Man KJ28. Not real familiar with him, just a new member, though. Looking forward to see how he does. Finesse Gigolo is second in the money winners right now. It's sitting around $455 he's won so far. Keep in mind, Slay Island 9XX is your number one OFL Now money leader with $472. We also have DNA Suspect, another new member. Really, really good, solid player. I watched his Twitch playing Dippin' X Dots, who won the last tournament. So that should be an interesting matchup. I want to give a shout-out to DNA Suspect. He's brought a lot of his crew into the fantasy draft end of this tournament. So thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We know you guys are going to really enjoy what OFL Now has to offer. We got some phone calls coming in right now live on OFL After Dark. 443 area code, could you state your gamer tag for me?
I think you're talking to Crack Action from Baltimore, right?
What's up, Crack? We got the president of operations here in the OFL Now making a special call. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I got to call in and publicly state my playoff picks, you know. I use this forum for that.
So what picks? What picks do you have this week?
Take the Patriots. Patriots -3.5. Take them. They're going to go to the Super Bowl and play a rematch of the 97 Super Bowl versus the Packers. Take them -3.5 wherever you can get it. I don't have the over-unders in front of me. I need to go ahead and get them. But take that. It's going to be a rematch of the 97 Super Bowl. Patriots versus Patch. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to take that, but we'll talk about that next week.
Mm-hmm. Who you got in the AFC?
Patriots. That's a Patriots.
In the NFC.
Andrew Luck doesn't have a chance. I'm going to tell you, after seeing Bill Belichick outcoach Harbaugh like that, Andrew Luck don't have a stand a chance.
But in the NFC, who do you got in the NFC with the Packers and the Seahawks?
Aaron Rodgers and the Pack. Cheeseheads for the win. Packers are getting 3.5 going into it. I'll take them all day. If the Seahawks win, maybe they'll win by a field goal. The Packers still cover. Take the Pack on the road. They're going to pull the upset up.
That's good to hear. Hey, we got another caller joining us from the 407 area code, live on OFL After Dark. 407, are you there?
Hell yeah.
Who are we speaking with?
Hell yeah. This is his ghost.
Oh, man, the adopted father of Fillion the Frog. We have the great Balkino. It's all right, Balkino. A lot of us are feeling the pain right now with the unexpected death of Fillion. Could you give us maybe one of your favorite memories of Fillion?
When he used to hide underneath little rocks and wave at me, I always made him staring.
How's the Yellow Lana, the mother taking it?
I haven't told her the news yet.
Oh man, that's going to be hard for everybody down there in Orlando. Our prayers are with you.
I left a little post note on her mirror so when she wakes up before me in the morning. I left her in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good
dead.
To hear.
Don't wake me up.
And I feel you, bro. I've cracked open a nice, strong beer to try to get through this pain. Speaking of Yellow Lana, when can we expect the Yellow Lana and Balkino TV show to return?
Well, the show's done for this week's episode. She hasn't had the chance to edit it. That's the problem. It's probably the two of us, because when I was sick, she had her part done, so I didn't have mine, and back and forth. I'm just waiting for her to send me the edit, her edit audition. So, you know, would make it funnier. Right now, like, everyone likes the sound effects and whatnot. She's the one that does that, so I give her the credit.
Yeah, she's very good at that, actually. Very, very good. I give her credit, too.
We need to get
it. We're joined by...
It's been like 3 days.
Oh, okay, great. I know you were sick, so that was a little delay, but I had a lot of people asking me when the show was coming. If you guys haven't seen the brand-new studio show with Chad Jackson, it looks excellent. Make sure you check that out with the top 10 highlights, and he breaks down the plays. We have a 601 caller. I don't know who this is. Could you state your gamer tag, please? You're live on OFL After Dark.
Yeah, this is your boy, Ready 10, in the building. Hello.
Ah, Ready 10, pulling off the first win there in the Devil Hill 8 over Matterno. How did that game play out?
It was a tough win, man. Came down to, it was 0 seconds left on the clock when I kicked the field goal. He ended up scoring with maybe like a little bit over 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. He ended up scoring, and I had an opportunity to get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to just be careful. Just make great plays.
Mm-hmm.
Great competitor.
How long was the field goal?
I got all the way down. I think it was like maybe like a 37, 36, something. It wasn't that far.
Okay. All right. So you knew you were going to make it then.
Yeah. I was like right in the middle. I was in the middle of the field goal post, right down the middle. I kept running halfback dives to get in the middle. just kept running it over.
Nice. Nice. Well, congratulations. That's actually the first big Team Balkino versus Team Legit game that actually really mattered, and you came out on top. But they proposed a challenge to you now, didn't they?
Oh, I was unaware of this. I hear it, but I didn't know what exactly was going on.
Oh, are you not officially part of Team Balkino?
I mean, yeah, I'm asking, like, what's going on, though?
Well, Team Legit formed Black... Well, basically, Dubs Kingdom left Team Balkino because he said that Team Balkino ran a glitchy offense. He went and joined Black Assassin with Team Legit, and then they added top 20 players, Double J125 and Matternaw 321.
Okay. All right. So is Team Balkino, Team Legit? I seen Team Houston, Team something. I seen.
Yeah, Team Houston's formed. You know, so little teams are starting to form. We're actually going to have team tournaments here in the future, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, everyone knows who's going to win that, but all right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Now, you probably heard the sad news today about the unexpected death of Philly and the Frog and Balkino and Yellow Lana's adopted
Phil,
son.
Yeah.
So, how are you dealing with it, or is it not affecting you?
I feel like it's really affecting the OFL community. You know, you lost one of your best friends, man. You know, and we
yeah.
support you, man. You know, saying just don't drink and like me.
All right.
It'll be okay.
Well, let's get back to we heard Crack Action's predictions for the NFL playoffs. Let's hear yours, Reddy.
All right. Green Bay Packers playing the Seahawks. I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks because that defense is nasty.
You are.
So, of course, I'm going to go with the Seahawks on that. Colts playing. Who are the Colts playing again?
New England Patriots.
Right as of right now, the Colts are very hot. And I'm gonna have to go with the Colts. Because if the Patriots defense can't slow them down within the first quarter, then it's gonna be a long day for them. So
okay.
I'm gonna have to be coaching it.
And Balkino, who do you have in the playoffs coming up?
I think it'll be Patriots versus Seahawks. That'd
Patriots
be
versus Seahawks. Straight to the point. All right. I don't know if you heard that bell ringing, but that's a message coming in from a listener named Big Shrimp 714. He says, Ready 10, I've heard you on the show a couple times. You're one of my favorite guys in the OFL. Could you tell me what separates you from the rest of the members in the league as a real winner? Big Shrimp 714.
I'm not boastful, maybe. I just go on to the next game, man. I mean, win some, you lose some. I say the game and keep it rolling. I mean, it's great for the season in OFL.
He also said, do you have any advice to help his running game?
I'm sorry, man. We had to talk about that in private. You know, I have secrets in my running game. Little things that I do that I learned from Balkino and everything, and just playing the game and figuring out a couple of things. That's not something I just can give out. Then everybody will be running the ball well.
All right. Well, it's nice that you have a fan. How do you feel about having a fan out there? Well, Big Shrimp 714.
Well, you know, when you see a winner like myself, people want to be a winner, you know.
It is true. People are attracted to winners.
Yeah, all seriousness. I mean, I just feel like I have a great personality. I'm a great guy. I have great sportsmanship. Don't try to run scores up. I'm just friendly, you know.
Well. Let's pump the brakes right there for a second. That's a little saying in the urban community that means let's slow down and go backwards a second. So you referred to yourself as a good guy. Now, earlier in the week, there was some talk about you possibly being a racist as you made a racial slur out there on Glip. Could you go a little more in depth about that and what that meaning, what those words meant, and was it meant to be racist?
Oh, no. That comment I made out there, I was at Applebee's actually at the bar. I was just drinking. When that Gigolo made that comment, I mean, I wasn't being racist, you know. It's just certain things you see on the internet, and it's just a certain race. The race is a dominant race that it happens to the most in that particular area. And I was just clarifying that when he said that, he made me remember that. So it wasn't a racist comment. I mean, come on now, I'm ready 10.
Yeah. Now, did you feel the community came down a little hard on you, or did you feel supported by the community?
I feel supportive. I've seen a lot of people saying, well, he could have meant this or this. I don't think he was being racist and things like that. I just feel like, I see the reason why people can think of it as a racist comment by the way I said it. I could have said it like in a different way, but it was nothing racist about it. It was like, I just used slang terms when I said it.
Right. Now, did you feel like the league officials made the correct decision by not suspending you or fining you?
Yeah, of course, you know, everybody, you just talk, you know what I'm saying? When you talk, you're just saying things. It wasn't like he was arguing with someone, and then I said something racist to him or anything like that. We're having a conversation, and I just came out with it. So I thank the league officials for actually letting me make it.
Okay. Now, one thing, we just added about 12 or 14, I forget which, I had to go double check, brand new members to the OFL Now community for the Fantasy Draft League, so that's exciting. But a lot of them don't know Ready 10. They don't know that you actually play professional football in the CFL, the Canadian Football League. You actually participated in the Grey Cup, which is their version of the Super Bowl. Now, I say that to lead to this question. Do you feel like the CFL would be as lenient with those words as the OFL was? Or would you be punished?
Now, start this conversation off, I wouldn't have said that in public like that because people always listen around there, so I'm kind of careful about what I say when I'm in Canada and everything, especially when I'm around the field house and around the facilities and when I'm cameras and all this stuff. I'm kind of very careful and cautious, especially on sidelines. And if I were caught saying stuff like that, I see maybe a big fine and maybe suspended a couple of games.
Now, for the guys in the league that are big fans of you, or for Big Shrimp 714 who just messaged in to talk to you, where can they find your CFL jersey on sale?
Well, I have a jersey, you know, it's about $217, but you know, it's not really out there yet. Next year, you know what I'm saying, be prepared. You'll see a lot of jerseys out there, and I make sure to get my buddy old pal Greg one for sure, you know.
Nice. All right. Well, let's go back to the Fantasy Draft League, because I know everybody on this call right now is in the Fantasy Draft. Let's start with you, Crack Action. Tell us a little bit what you're looking forward to the Fantasy Draft and where you hope to pick. Do you want that number one pick? Because if you pick first, you're going to pick last in the second round. Where would you like to pick? Do you want the first pick, or could you explain your logic behind it, please?
Hi, is this me?
Crack Action.
is this me? Yeah, it's like, I had to do that on the radio, you know, hey, it's me. No, I want to be dead in the middle of it. I want to be either within 15 to 20 or 15 to 10 so I get a nice selection in each crop of players. I want to make sure I get a piece of the pie every third picks, mm-hmm. you know. If I get stuck on the end of the draft, even though you get two in a row, which is nice because you know your player pool, I think it'll be tough to navigate and predict what players are going to fall to you.
Well, that makes sense, definitely. Now, what are you going to focus on in your first couple of picks? Are you going defense, quarterback, offensive line?
Oh,
I know you're
shoot,
a run-heavy type, Josh.
Straight offensive line. Those top 85-plus offensive linemen are hard to come by, and a lot of other players I know will be after at least getting one or two guys to have on their line, especially those cornerstone right and left tackles. But I can also see other people doing the absolute opposite and drafting ends and defensive line to counteract that. I mean, those linebackers on the other side are going to go quick. I mean, J.J. Watt, I mean, if he's not in the first round, I mean, come on now. Someone's going to take J.J. Watt and Terrell Suggs and put them on the line. I know someone's going to do that. But
that's
going to
be
so
bad.
Incredible about the fantasy draft. Everybody has their own strategy. I mean, somebody might take Dez Bryant, Andre Johnson, and A.J. Green as their first three picks, and that's possible to do in the fantasy draft. There's unlimited options, and everybody's going to have their own strategy to work with. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I agree with that. Now, I don't know if you heard that doorbell sound, but that's another message coming in from City Street LPC for Balkino. He asked, Balkino, if you have the number one pick in the draft, who are you going to take?
I'm going with the corner straight up.
Shoot.
Cornerback, did you say?
Corner, yeah, cornerback.
Which one, though? Richard Sherman?
Yeah, my strategy in this is cornerbacks. I'm trying to get all cornerbacks a certain way in the draft and secondary. That's the first thing I want to work at.
Would you take a safety or straight up shutdown?
I'm going to pick a zone corner. I'm more of a zone speed corner type of guy more than anything else.
Okay.
So there's like a few people on my list I'm looking at.
Could you explain the difference of a shutdown corner and a zone speed corner?
It just depends on your play style. Like me, I run zone 99% of the time more than just man lockdown defense. I do have a few man lockdown defenses, but I prefer to run zone because the awareness and speed makes up for it better overall than playing man. I think man gets beat on the press and the awareness of play recognition more in this game.
Okay. Well, let's ask you the same question, Roddy. Who would you take with the first pick?
I think I'm going to have to go with probably my D-line. Just because, I know.
Hello, Dinata.
You know.
Go Ravens. Sorry.
People...
Got to do it.
A lot of people try to run the rock. So, I need to get some great interior guys up front. And then followed by the secondary. And then I just find some great linebackers. Some role-playing linebackers, you know.
What's
well,
a role-playing linebacker? Who do you think that is?
Yeah.
Like, most people, do you know Jerry Itachu? Like, there's players like that.
From Georgia Tech?
I'm not sure where he's from. I've done like three fantasy drafts so far. Within the last week, just trying to figure out different strategies on how to draft for this big one coming up.
All right. Hey, we have another call coming in here live on OFL After Dark from the 319 area code. 319, you're on live on the air with Crack Action, Ready 10 from Mississippi, and Florida's Pride and Joy, the Great Balkino. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
The one and only 40-year-old gamer.
There he is. Been waiting for you to call in. How you doing, 40?
I'm actually up. I don't have to work tomorrow, so I got some spare time.
Nice.
I've been curious for a long time. Are you actually 40 years old?
I am exactly 40 years old, yes.
Ah, so the name makes sense. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, 40, I don't know if you were listening at all, but we're actually talking right now about the Fantasy Draft League, which I know you are getting in also.
It depends on the draft time, but, yeah, I'm interested. And I caught bits and pieces of who's drafting who first and who wants who first.
Yeah, the draft time is going to be 10 p.m. on Sunday night Eastern.
Oh, man, that's going to be like a six-hour drag fest.
It'll be fun, though. It'll be a good time. But anyways, if you get in, who are you going to take with the first pick?
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer?
I'm kidding. I don't
what?
Know yet.
I will die, just be.
I don't know. I've been experimenting a little bit with some mobile quarterbacks. I don't know, possibly a mobile quarterback, but I really would like to run the ball, but I'm stuck with, you know, subpar players right now. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting. Definitely probably a quarterback or a halfback or top shelf linebacker.
Now, I know you're not – you've had some issues with Matt or Null, and I know Balkino in here is not a
– Yeah, he's a douchebag.
Big fan of Matt or Null either. What are some of the issues that's going on in that relationship?
Well, I sent – you know that clip I sent you of that suspicious disconnect? I sent that to every league member, and I got 10 replies that said that happens to them too.
When they're playing Matt or Null or just in general?
When they play Matt or Null.
Huh. So you think it was purposely done? You don't think it was an accident?
Oh yeah, it was a momentum shifter. He had he got a safety. I scored. There's no lag whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, I score again, and lost connection to peer. It's not the first time it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something we will have to keep an eye on.
And,
yeah,
you know, you can start the game over and replicate the score, but then momentum is part of the game. It's built into the mechanics of the game. And when you start a game over, momentum is null and void.
And that's true, man. I 100% agree with you. And I actually emailed you.
Momentum's a hell of a drug.
What was that?
Momentum's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is. You know, it really could have been legit. I mean, I don't want to call him out. There's obviously no love lost between Matt and R.I. I think he's a juvenile. I think he's a delinquent and an asshole. But it could have been a legitimate drop, so I don't want to call him out on it. But he is a douchebag. I can admit that.
All right. We all have our own opinions, everybody. But like you were saying, back to the momentum, I had just emailed EA just yesterday or the day before about that hopefully next year on their connected franchise mode, they allow the commissioner to assign a time and score. So basically what I was saying, like if you drop 20, if you're winning 21-13 and it drops in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 10 seconds, I think the commissioner should be able to assign that exactly. And then you guys can pick up and play from there. You see what I mean? And hopefully they would program the momentum into there somehow.
Here's one interesting thing about the Matt or Null issue. When we went to replay it again tonight, three different times, you know, we got the score replicated, and it was like second quarter. He's like, why don't we just restart from here? And I'm like, no, it's 52 seconds in the third quarter. We're going there. And he asked me three different times, let's just restart now. And then he wanted to get like a first down on like the 45. And I'm like, no, that's, you know, I would have kicked the ball off to you. You're not getting the ball at the 45. He goes, and then he responded, well, what difference does it make? And then I was like, well, if it doesn't make any difference, why are you arguing with me?
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. Hopefully he'll call in tomorrow.
I want to submit the idea that douchebag is a sexist slur towards women.
It is. Okay, I agree.
And you should be suspended 11 games.
I think 12.
Well, guys, we only got 30 seconds left on the show.
I'm so happy you got the joke. It's hilarious.
We got We got 30 seconds, but let's all try to get called in on tomorrow, get some more time for it. We'd love to have you call in more regularly. Maybe we
Last
can talk
thing,
about
though,
the future.
Quick, I'm sorry,
of the...
Matt or not, you know, you did play a good game, and personalities aside, we all don't like each other, and that's okay, but you did play a good game, and you are a good player, other than the suspicious drops, but you are a good player.
Good hey, sportsmanship. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Hey, my number one pick is to bring Philly and the Frog back. Peace.
Billion!